look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, the sun is out at the public house. We've got baseball coming up today. Madison Bumgarner and Robbie Ray, they've never faced each other, although both have faced each other's teams quite often. So that's the matchup today. Bruce Jenkins joins us. Bruce, how are you?
Doing well, Marty. How's it going?
Very good. You know, Adam and I were just talking before the break about Bumgarner. And I know you wrote about it, and for me, you can take every analytic you want, but if it's game three of the playoffs and you need six innings, I don't care what his fly ball rate is, his ground ball rate, his home run rate, I don't care. I want him to have the ball. I just think the analytics are eating him up, and I don't think it's worth it.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I wrote the other day. You look at the man and the command that he has, the mound presence, the history. His stuff is, some say it's not quite what it was, but it's certainly plenty good enough. He's got the massive break on that slider still. And he's just really smart. You know, Bochy's been talking about him a little wistfully, you know, about what it's going to be like without him, because he's not just the best competitor, one of the best, certainly the Giants have ever had, but he really knows the game and studies it, and you know, he's a lot more than just a kind of a country bumpkin out there throwing seeds, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, for any team looking into him, it shouldn't even look at the numbers. They go, we can get Bumgarner and we're in a pennant race? Are you kidding? We're in.
Yeah. Bruce, you spend so much time in big league clubhouses. How much of experience in the postseason comes into play, or how important is that when you get to that stage?
Well, there's a lot of examples of people coming right in and as if, you know, they'd been there for years. But mostly, I think it means an awful lot. I mean, when Bumgarner had that incredible relief thing in Kansas City to close out the 2014 series, I mean, this is a guy who in 2010 was just a pitching genius as a rookie. I mean, he was the same guy in both of those games. He was the same guy as a rookie that people didn't know a whole lot about, and he was the same guy when he had all that experience, and we're going to give him the rest of this game. So I think it means a lot just to calm the nerves. You know, if you're going out there thinking, you know, I've been here before, it's not a matter of anxiety or overthrowing, or maybe I'll feel a little bit more normal in the second or third innings. You know, you go out there just knowing, especially if you have a history of success, that just means a world of difference.
Well, I'm trying to think now, Marty and Bruce, maybe you guys can help me with this. Is there another pitcher who's won two wild card games?
I'd have to look that up.
I don't know that there is.
Well, there haven't been that many of them,
so I
kind of doubt it, yeah.
Yeah, that's one I'd have to look up. Did you get a chance to watch any of the Red Sox-Yankee game from London?
Well, I caught up with yesterday's game, which is pretty hilarious. I mean, now today I see there it was a slow start, but it's going to be 2019 any minute.
Yeah, I think it was 12-4 in the eighth inning. It was 4-2 in the sixth inning, I think.
It's 12-8, bottom eight. Red Sox have the tying run at the plate right now.
I told you, it's going to end up 13-11.
Yeah. It really may, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, you know, I've been reading about some of the pitchers are saying there's something about that stadium. It's a massive, the West Ham soccer stadium, that has done something to the air. I mean, the pitchers aren't getting the spin rate on the curveball that they normally have, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, those are two good hitting teams, but it got a little ridiculous yesterday when you're down six after the top of the first, and next thing you know, you're right back in it, you know, 20 minutes later. But the time of the game is probably, it's a little bit annoying, although over there, I don't think it's a big issue the way cricket matches last, and, you know, their patience for long tennis matches and soccer overtimes and everything else. I don't think that's a big issue. But I was just really impressed with the scene. There's a lot of energy in the crowd that comes right through the television set, and people are talking about that. And as we mentioned yesterday, you can't get enough global exposure for me. I mean, go to Africa, go to China, go to India, go to all over Europe, go to South America. I mean, it's a game that anyone can pick up. You look at Jose Altuve, that's all you need to know about the physical part of it. And I just think, great, I really am enjoying it.
Yeah, I am too. And you brought up a good point, and you're the first to say it, that maybe the stadium has an effect on the way the ball's moving. Because what I took from yesterday and you got a chance to watch it on your VHS last night. But the ball wasn't moving. It was right over the plate. It was not moving. They were squaring it up.
Yeah. If you don't, if you go out there without a curveball against the Yankees or the Red Sox, man, good luck.
Well, I'll tell you, Bruce, the Yankees can hit.
Yeah, man.
Boy, they can hit. I'm not kidding you. They can hit.
I mean, once you get past the big names, I mean, Luke Voit, you know, is absolutely for real. That kid, Clint Frazier, can barely get in the lineup. He's got a really quick bat. Gleyber Torres, I mean, Gary Sanchez is just absolutely mashing balls out of the yard. Brett Gardner's a tough hitter. It just goes on and on. And that's, you know, we've talked about that as a possible stop for Bumgarner. I mean, I think part of him would want to stay in the National League so he can still hit. That's a pretty big deal for him. So we know we'll see, but the Yankees, whether they get him or not, are going to be a real show down the stretch and into the postseason. They're kind of leaving the Red Sox behind right now. What is it? It's about a 10-game difference.
Yeah, the Red Sox
Tampa
are cooked.
Bay's
they don't have the
to,
pitching. Yeah.
No. Tampa Bay's the team to watch. They brought up that kid, Brendan McKay, and he goes 6 shutout innings. It recalled, I think he retired the first 16 guys.
Right. He had a perfect game into the sixth.
Yeah, recalled Juan Marichal's first start he ever had in 1960. He pitches a one-hit shutout against the Phillies and retires the first 19 guys until Clay Dalrymple comes off the bench to get a pinch-hit single, which I'm sure you remember as well as I do.
Eighth inning. Yeah,
there you go.
Hovey Landreth was catching, and he pulled a curveball, and he shouldn't have thrown a curveball. But
all
I'll
right,
say
this. Quick question there. Who was playing? We know about Johnny Callison and Tony Taylor and Pancho Herrera. Who was playing third for the Phillies that day? This is a great trivia question.
This is that day, third for the Phillies?
Yeah.
Willie Jones.
That's a pretty good guess. It was Joe Morgan, and not our Joe Morgan, but the guy who went on to manage the Red Sox.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a good one. That's a great trivia question.
I know. That is fantastic.
I never would have thought of him.
No, not at all.
Adam doesn't even know who we're talking about.
I don't even
about.
Know who that Joe Morgan is.
Yeah.
Walpole Joe, one of my favorite managers ever.
Yeah, and he did well. He did well.
Yeah.
I was going to say this before Adam jumps in here. I know he's got a couple of questions for you. If the Yankees don't win this year, Bruce, they'll never win. This
well,
is their year.
Until
this
next
is...
year. I mean, but why not? They've got they're completely loaded. I mean,
yeah. With the ball.
No, I agree. This is the year for them to do it. I mean, they've been missing all these guys, and they're still playing 650 ball.
Yeah, and the ball.
So, yeah, and they're going to get. Yeah. They're going to get some pitchers back. Not all of them, but some of their injured pitchers are going to be back. And they'll trade for somebody, if not Bumgarner. And, yeah, absolutely.
You rattled off all these names for the Yankees. You didn't mention LeMahieu. He's hitting like 350.
Oh, my God.
He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, he's their MVP. I mean, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And they don't even have Andujar. He's out for the season. He's an unbelievable player. So it just goes on and on with that team.
Bruce, what do you think about the home run derby? Mike Trout made some comments the other day saying MLB asks him every year to do it. I don't know that maybe he. I don't know that he has a responsibility to do it, but it's kind of like LeBron James never doing the dunk contest for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see Trout in there. I just love his swing. It's so compact, especially on the low and in ball. It's just a thing of beauty. I mean, if he could get a guy pitching to that particular spot time after time, he could hit like 20 in a row easily. You know, I mean, he's probably not going to hit the tape measure shots. Like I see that, you know, Josh Bell is in there. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is in there, which for me, that's all I need. That's all I need to watch.
Yeah, youngest participant ever. And yeah. I think they still get to do the thing where they pick their pitcher. I hope he picks Vladdy Sr. to throw to him.
Oh, geez, that would be great, yeah. But it's gaining some momentum. Yelich is in. Josh Bell and Pete Alonso's in, I think. You like to have the real superstars in there. And, you know, I like to see Bellinger in there and all the guys who are pumping the balls out. There's a bunch of guys, younger guys, you know, Sano and Reyes, Hunter Renfroe, I mean, Austin Riley, they'd all look good in there, but you like to have the names.
Well, they don't need home run derby because they got it every night.
I mean, this could be Scooter Jeanette and Panic.
Yeah, they got it every night. They ought to put in someone like that, you know, put in Pee Wee Reese, you know, and Daryl Spencer. You know?
Yeah, either that or have the pitcher be, Josh Hader.
It's home run derby every night. And it's so funny because I'm looking at the names. Josh Bell, Vlad Jr., Santana from Cleveland, Yelich and Alonso. Every single night we see them on the highlights because they're hitting something every night.
Yeah, and as we've said a few times, it gets a little tiresome. The home run has kind of lost its magic. I wouldn't say its appeal, because if you're at the park, you know, it's always pretty cool to watch a ball sail out of the yard.
Last year with Bryce was great, I thought. His dad throwing to him last year. It was fun. I mean, it was set up for Bryce to win the thing, but it was a whole lot of fun.
That was beautiful. Yeah, it's great when there's a family connection, and you can kind of get into it in that regard. But whoever it is, you want that ball grooved, and it's not as easy as it looks sometimes. A great batting practice pitcher there's a real art to that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Alonso's got his cousin doing it. I saw that.
Go.
He's got his cousin.
Ed Alonso.
Yeah, he's got pressure in the family. All right, here's the last thought for you. The All-Stars will be named today. I assume Will Smith will be the Giants All-Star. I can't imagine anyone else. But I also can see him being traded. Maybe he'd still be here for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
What if he's traded before the All-Star game? Did the Giants get another All-Star?
I really don't know who it would be, Marty. There's nobody, you know, like quickly comes to mind like, well, he'd be an alternative choice. Reyes Moronta, you know, has been great. I mean, he would look good in the game. He's got electric stuff. Boy, beyond that, I just can't think of anybody. Yeah. I would imagine that they'll go down to the wire on Will Smith, unless they get blown away with a trade offer, that it'll be safe to say he'll still be with the team.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the odds on. If it's not him, I guess it's Dickerson.
Yeah, either Yaz or Dick. It's one of the Yaz and Dick show. Yeah, before we sign off, you guys probably saw this. The Mets had a tribute yesterday to the 1969 team,
man.
Which is great. And they pronounced that Jim Gosger and Jesse Hudson had passed away, and by God, they're still alive, aren't they?
That's awful.
As Casey
that was in
Stengel
the tribute
said,
video, the tribute right. video pronounced them both deceased.
As Casey Stengel said, these Mets, they're amazing.
They don't disappoint, do you? Every day they do something.
It would only happen to the Mets, too. It's great.
Yeah, only the Mets, exactly.
Before their first game, Roger Craig, the pitcher, got stuck in an elevator. I mean, you know, the Mets stories, they were great. They're great stories.
It's bad from the jump, then. Yeah.
Very good. All right, well, enjoy your Sunday. What do you got cooking today?
It's kind of a little quiet day. We're going to be watching the Giants and the A's, and I'm kind of on the NBA free agent front.
Oh,
I'm going to be writing something, you know, maybe on Clay Thompson or whatever else comes down. So that's kind of what I'm. The market opens at 3:00. So from that point on, I'll be looking at that and writing something for tomorrow.
What's your prediction on Durant, by the way?
Oh man, I've always thought he would stay, even though everybody's saying this and that, and he's a lock for this or a lock for that. I've always thought it makes the most sense for him to stay. Best organization, best place to live, brand new arena, winning tradition. You know, the challenge of winning another title, coming back, all that. I just can't see him going to some weird outpost where there's no chance to win. Maybe the Clippers, but I don't know. I'm still going to hold out for the Warriors until I hear differently.
Right, interesting. Bruce, thanks so much.
Hey, good one. Thanks. See you, Adam. Take care, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
That is the great Bruce Jenkins.